Good afternoon. My name is Barry Staples. I'm owner of Staples Trucking Incorporated, located in Turner, Maine. My business currently operates a total of 12 trucks, which provide services both from Massachusetts and New Hampshire to Re-Energy Lewiston and from Re-Energy Lewiston to the Juniper Ridge Landfill. I am submitting these comments in opposition to the citizen petition to initiate rulemaking to amend Chapter 400. What I'm about to say is the truth and nothing but the truth.
Thank you.
My company has been associated with Re-Energy Lewiston and Casella Waste Systems for 15 plus years, and a large part of our total year's revenue is dependent on them. We also haul rough bark, bulk mulch, bag mulch, and wood pellets from numerous facilities back in Maine, back to New Hampshire and Massachusetts. Closing Re-Energy Lewiston would adversely affect my business and disrupt the trucking corridors for these companies shipping these products from Maine. If Re-Energy Lewiston closes, the fines provided to Juniper Ridge to build temporary roads will be eliminated. We cannot drive onto the landfill, or anybody can, without these valuable fines, and Casella will not have OBW to mix with ash and sludge. How will this affect the cost and efficiency of running the landfill? In summarizing, I respectfully ask the board to defeat the citizens' petition to amend Chapter 400. This will undoubtedly close down Re-Energy Lewiston and affect all the aforementioned companies who depend on them. Closing recycling facilities and shutting down trucking companies that pay taxes is not good for anyone, including revenues for the state of Maine. According to the USDA, there are 17.6 million acres of forest land covering 89.1% of the state of Maine. I believe that there's some acreage somewhere to establish more landfills in Maine when the current ones are at full capacity. I urge our representatives, the DEP, and everyone involved in solid waste management to work together to continue to have landfills available in Maine. We are always going to have a need for them. I'd like to remind everyone that we're in a pandemic. As you mostly all know, that's why we're doing this from home. And we're experiencing some pretty trying times. We have record unemployment and many people unemployed and dependent on unemployment and government programs. This is not a time, in my opinion, to be creating more unemployment and government dependency. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Staples. Any questions from board members? Seeing none, any questions from Ms. Loizen?
No, Chairman, but I would like to say I'm going to need to drop off, and Acting Deputy Commissioner David Medore is going to step in for me. So thank you all very much.
Thank you. Have a good day.